Philippine Voice News, the Global Link.
Copper production increased by 8% in 2025. Two Lusaka Ministry of Health inspectors arrested for corruption. And Uganda Army Chief denies allegation of assault on opposition leader's wife. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Government says Zambia's copper production recorded a significant increase in 2025, increasing by 8% compared to 2024, with total output reaching 890,345 metric tons from 825,513 metric tons of copper the previous year. Speaking during a press briefing in Kasama today, Minister of Mines Paul Kabuswe attributed the increase largely to improved production at major mining operations, including Konkola Copper Mines KCM and Mopani Copper Mines, Kansanshi Mine and Lubambe Mine. Mr. Kabuswe revealed that KCM recorded the highest growth, with production increasing by 366% to 80,215 metric tons in 2025, from 17,192 metric tons in 2024. He added that Mopani Copper Mines also continued with an upward trajectory, recording a 40% increase in production in 2025 compared to 2024, which he described as the clear evidence that the UPND government policies are yielding positive results in the sector. Meanwhile, the minister disclosed that a total of 2,375 mining licenses were granted in 2025 compared to 2,175 licenses in 2024, representing an increase of 9.2%. He further noted that the number of artisanal mining rights issued rose sharply to 1,068 in 2025 from 680 in 2024, representing a 57.6% increase. Mr. Kabuswa explained that other licenses requiring Zambian shareholders include small-scale exploration and small-scale mining licenses, with 527 small-scale exploration licenses and 71 small-scale mining licenses granted in 2025. He added that out of the total 2,375 licenses issued, at least 1,666 involved Zambian citizens, underscoring government's commitment to increasing local participation in the mining sector. Government has announced plans to investigate and recover funds allocated to the construction of Ntupa University in Northern Province, following revelations that the project has stalled with little progress made. Minister of Finance and National Planning Stumbeko Msokotwane expressed concern that only a small section of a perimeter wall had been built, despite significant resources reportedly being allocated to the project. The proposed Ntupa University in Lukasha constituency of Kasama District was initiated by the previous government in 2017. It was poised to be a major public institution situated on the 400 hectares of land. However, the project stalled in 2018. It is disappointing that leaders given the mandate to develop rural areas will choose to misappropriate funds, said Dr. Msokotwane in a statement issued to RCV News by Northern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Sandra Mlenga. Dr. Msokotwane stated that government investigative rings will be engaged to establish how much funding was released for the project and to identify the contractors that were awarded the project. He stressed that society must learn to safeguard public resources, warning that without such integrity, national progress is impossible.
Manuel Trent, here in the bush, and the only sign that work that is there is this small wall that was constructed, which could have been done maybe in one day. After that, nothing happened. So it is things like this that we have to ask our colleagues in the law enforcement agency to find out exactly what kind of money was spent here, or was money was released, and measure that.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and jointly charged Geshom Chivola Yanika and Daliso Shumba, health inspectors at Matero First Level Hospital and Matero Main Clinic, respectively, for corruption involving 125,000 kwacha. Geshom Yanika, 32, of plot number 2095, Chunga Government Farms, and Daliso Shumba, 34, of Kamwala South, have been jointly charged with four counts of solicitation and receipt of gratification, contrary to Section 19(1) of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. Details are that on unknown dates, but between 1st September 2025 and 23rd January 2026 in Lusaka, the two jointly whilst acting together in their capacity as health inspectors at Matero First Level 1 and Matero Main Clinic, respectively, did solicit and receive 20,000 kwacha, 50,000 kwacha, and 30,000 kwacha from Job Lunga Mazamba, an agronomist at BioQuest AgriScience Limited. The gratification was allegedly received as an inducement or reward in order for them not to impose a 300,000 kwacha fine on BioQuest AgriScience Company shop for poor ventilation and stocking expired agro products following an inspection that was conducted, read the statement from ACC. The statement further highlighted that during the same period, the two did solicit 25,000 kwacha, received 5,000 kwacha from Job Lunga Mazamba as an inducement or reward for themselves in order not to impose a said fine for the same offences. The two suspects have since been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. The Commission has noted with concern that corruption in the health inspection process poses a direct threat to public health and safety by allowing the circulation of expired and unsafe products. The Commission has therefore warned public service workers against engaging in corrupt practices, calling on members of the public to report any acts of corruption, as public cooperation remains critical in the fight against corruption. The Department of Immigration has detained 109 suspected illegal immigrants following a targeted joint operation in the Danger Hill mining area of Shuangandu District in Mchinga Province. The suspects were among 112 persons apprehended during a joint operation conducted in the early hours of Monday, 27th January 2026, involving officers from the Department of Immigration, the Zambia Police Service, and the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. Department of Immigration Senior Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka says, of those detained by immigration, 104 are Tanzanian nationals, 4 are individuals claiming to be Zambian citizens, and 1 is a Malawian national, adding that the remaining 3 suspects, or Zambian nationals, were detained by DEC after being found in possession of psychotropic substances. Preliminary investigations indicate that